Kansas City. PRS is a not-for-profit organization whose purposes include programs and activities to investigate, study, research, demonstrate, discuss, interpret, and expand information concerning psychic phenomena, parapsychology, and related subjects, and to disseminate information by any and all media of communication. The Psychical Research Society is not just an organization for those who practice the intuitive arts. We're here for anyone who is interested in exploring the subjects covered in our mission statement. If you'd like more information on becoming a member, please visit our website at prskc.org. Our guest this evening is life consultant and intuitive Christy Stuckey. You can call in and talk with Christy and Nikki this evening at 646-668-8212. Now here's your host, Nikki Williams.
Good evening, Mike. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I know you've been a little conflicted until recently. You being from New Jersey, you've been rooting for both, and being a transplant here in Kansas City, you rooted for both the Mets and the Royals. So you know what? Really, for you, it was a win-win. But I want to say congratulations to my Kansas City Royals, because I'm Kansas City born and raised, and very proud of you guys right now. It's been 30 long years, and thank you for bringing the trophy back to Kansas City. We greatly appreciate it. And I'm going to do a little bit of an op-ed before we get going here. I want to say that I absolutely adore that there were about 800,000 Royals fans coming together as a community to celebrate something so positive. And think for just a moment about history, if you would, and realize that throughout history, frequently what unites us as people tends to be issues of grief, sometimes issues of fear and anger, such as different wars. And I think it's wonderful to embrace something positive, to embrace a sense of community, camaraderie, and team spirit that we don't often get to celebrate in our society. It's a very positive thing, and I really like what it leads to. So that's my little op-ed for this evening. I am really excited about our guest tonight. Christy Stuckey is, like Mike said, a life consultant and intuitive. She's owner and operator of Christy's Enchanted Garden. And I had the pleasure of getting to sit next to Christy at the PRS Psychic Fair just a few weeks ago, and it was awesome. Welcome, Christy. I'm so glad to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm glad to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to start out really quick, first of all, by thanking you for such a great experience at the fair. I had a really good time just hanging out with you while we were reading for different people. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. So, and I think you had a
I really
wonderful
enjoyed it
fair.
As well.
Good. I'm
I,
so
I
glad.
Think that, yeah, I don't think the fair would have gone the way that it did if I wasn't sitting next to you. And I'm really grateful for, divine spirit for sitting me next to the right people for my first large fair like that.
Me too. Me too. I love the divine order of all of it. And I think everything worked out absolutely perfectly in its own time and in its own divine order. I want to start out a little bit before we really get into your readings and into your business. I'd like to start out asking a little bit about you and find out about your own background and how you came to this point in your own spiritual journey.
Well, I didn't realize I was an empath until about 5 years ago. It's something I experienced most of my life. It kind of had me be sort of singled out in school and even in like family relations because I was so sensitive to things. And so one of my first gifts that came up was clairsentience. And so I'm pretty versed, I guess, in feelings. I almost live my life entirely by feeling. And, you know, that's sometimes good, but it's also very confronting for a lot of people because, you know, more scientific or analytical people, they just don't agree with the way that I live my life, so to speak. But that's just kind of how I roll. Anyway.
And it's your life.
Right. Well, it really started for me. I've always had this feeling that I wanted to help people. You know, I mean, it's just been there my entire life. I think when I was a kid, I got called an old soul multiple times, but I didn't know what that meant. But I thought it was kind of cool. I did relate better to people who were older than me and people who were younger than me when I was coming up. But as far as life consulting and intuition goes, I really got my start in March of 2006 when my then boss sent me to a weekend intensive course called the Landmark Forum. And so that's a course that teaches you how to live life powerfully. And it was very beneficial for me. It was very eye-opening. And I did multiple courses through that education. And that's kind of how I became a coach, or at least more refined in my ability to coach. And only within the last 5 years did I pick up Reiki and different healing modalities like tuning forks and color therapy and card reading and a love for crystals.
So, yeah, so your development has been, a lot of that, yeah, has been very recent. It's pretty amazing, though, isn't it, how when one door is open and you step through it, how things just kind of seem to fall in place, spiritually speaking.
Definitely. I would say that most of my life looked like this sort of bland existence. You know, I never had much desire or drive for really anything. I kind of just worked because I had to pay bills. I know that might sound funny, but when I finally found my way to the coaching area of life and the helping people and the service aspect, and especially when I found my way to the intuitive side, I was super jazzed about stuff, super excited. I mean, this like, you know, a volcano of like passion sort of came out of me. You know, because I just love it. I love it. I could talk about it all day to anybody who would listen, to anybody who wants to talk about it. It's just, I know it's my thing to do in this life.
Wonderful. And I think that I think a lot of people could take a lesson from that, because so many people live their lives working their jobs to pay their bills, not finding a lot of joy in what it is they do or purpose. And I've always said, like, to my girls who are both in college now, whatever you decide to do, do what you love. Don't just do something because you're going to make more money at it. Do something that you love. The prosperity will come to you. It will. Once you open those doors and have that abundance consciousness, it'll come through. But it's important that you have that passion for what you do.
Well, definitely. But I didn't even know that there was something lacking in my life until I realized there was something lacking in my life. A door had to open and then a floodgate was just kind of, you know, there for me about 5 years ago or so. And, you know, it took me losing a job to find my way to, you know, a good friend of mine who said that when she saw me walking through the building we were in, she could see a light trailing behind me, and that was her cue to come talk to me, because she does that with everybody she sees light behind.
Wow.
And I remember thinking, that's really neat. And I mean, I just kind of went through the motions of living life and just kind of dealing with life as it came. I didn't even realize there was this other thing out there for me. As a matter of fact, I went to a channeling and I asked about my gifts and what gifts did I have, and the spirit said, you're getting your gifts early. And it occurred to me, you know, over the years that I was probably supposed to really gain access to them somewhere in my mid-50s. I don't know why, this just what came to me. But he said I got them early, which I'm very grateful for.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I would be. That's definitely a reason for gratitude right there. So let's talk a little bit about the business and about your process with your clients, because I know you take a very holistic type of approach when you work with your clients, incorporating energy work and the reading and I watched you do it that entire weekend, and I thought it was fascinating. I think I was saying something about this on the show a week or two ago, that watching, as a person who can see auras, watching the changes in the aura colors of the people who would sit down at your table was like the coolest aura fireworks show. It was amazing. It really was, and I could see how much you were able to help people. So tell me a little bit about your process and how you developed that.
Well, what I achieve, or what I'm striving for, is a whole body healing approach. So I want an extremely well-rounded approach to a person's growth, like facilitating their growth and healing that they need in this life, because I don't believe that life has to look like suffering or struggling. You know, and I want to be able to, I just want to help anybody and everybody who's open to that, because it doesn't have to be like that. And, you know, I've got multiple clients that come back week after week, every other week, regularly, you know, that are continuing to deepen and evolve and kind of grow in their development and their spiritual development. So it's really beautiful. But I kind of just learn anything and everything I can get my hands on. And then I use that and incorporate that into all of my sessions. So I'm a Reiki master in two forms of Reiki. I'm certified in tuning fork therapy. I'm a certified Akashic record reader. I'm a certified life coach. Gosh, there's probably other things. Like I do intuitive readings, oracle card readings. You know, it's really anything that I'm led to offer in the moment. The sessions never look the same. Mostly it's about the client sitting across from me and we kind of have a short conversation about what's going on with them in their life, whether it's emotional, spiritual, physical, mental. I mean, we can work on and touch on any of those things. And so it's very important to me that I provide a safe space, a secure space that people can open up and be themselves, because the entire time they're sharing with me, I'm actually taking notes on things I can do for them energetically, or, you know, with color therapy or with tuning forks when it comes time to do that. You know, so we kind of sit in my office, you know, across from one another and have a, you know, an open, honest conversation about the things that are important to them in their life and the things that they want for their life and the things they desire. And then I just kind of go at it from this, okay, what do I have that I can give them?
I think that's a great process, especially a starting point for just to sit down and go, all right, you be open with me, I be open with you, and go from there. I think that's really wonderful, because then you can really personalize the care that you are bringing to them.
Oh, definitely. There's no doubt that I've been, you know, in the healing arts field, like doctors, nurses, counselors, psychologists in previous lives. Matter of fact, I went to a channeling one time and I asked the spirit, how many readings have I done in other lives? Because the spirit had answered the person before me, because that person was getting ready to branch out and do readings for the first time at a psychic fair, and he said, oh, well, you can use your past life experience as experience in this life and tell people that. And so when it came to be my turn, I thought, wow, that's a fascinating question. I'd like to know the answer to that for myself. And he said 100,000. I've done over 100,000 readings in my past lives, and I could, you know, add
wow.
that to my experience. And I thought, wow, I was not expecting that. But it was
wow.
really
neat. And well, and yeah. what a wealth of knowledge to be able to draw upon.
Indeed. Indeed.
Mm. That's just amazing. Wow, 100,000. I can't even think that high. You know.
I know. I can't either.
Numbers where you understand that there's a quantity, but you go, oh, if I really had to count to 100,000, we'd be here for
right.
a while, you know.
Right.
Wow. So tell me, if you would, maybe talk to me a little bit about some of the experience. Don't name names by any means, but some of the experiences you've had with clients over the years that keeps leading you forward, some of the changes that you've seen.
Well, I don't think my father would mind me saying this, but my father had been on blood pressure medication for 40 years, and he finally, after he's been seeing me for about 2 years, pretty regularly, and I would say that maybe 6 months to a year into us seeing each other, he actually went down in his blood pressure dosage medication, and he was really shocked because, you know, he'd been taking the same dose day in and day out for 40 years.
Wow.
And, you know, he's very health conscious anyway. He watches what he eats. He exercises all the time. He goes to the chiropractor regularly. So he probably contributes you know, all of his healing to everything that he does. But I'm clear in that moment he realized it was the Reiki that was helping, because he'd been doing all of those other things long before he came to see me for energy work.
Wow. That's
trust me, he was very excited.
The thing that I'm always in awe of Reiki, and I've seen it with my own clients, is just how incredibly healing it is on every level, on the physical and the mental and the spiritual and the emotional, and how it really solidifies and validates that we are multifaceted beings, that there isn't just one aspect. I think I like to tell my clients that it's like a building that's held up by four pillars, the pillar of the mental and the pillar of the spiritual and the pillar of the emotional, the pillar of the physical, and they all need to be strong. All of those pillars need to be strong, because if one of them is neglected and begins to crumble, it puts a lot of pressure on the other three. And I love one of the things I love about Reiki is that it nurtures and heals on all four of those pillars.
Oh, and probably some we don't even know of.
Yeah, very true, very true.
I mean, they say that physical illness or discomfort or imbalances trickle down from some of our other bodies, like our astral body and our etheric body and stuff. Like it starts there and then kind of ends up in our physical body. So it's been in process for a while.
Yeah.
Before we're alerted to it.
Well, and it's like, for example, I've seen a lot of clients that have a lot of grief that they haven't either acknowledged, or they haven't dealt with, or they have repressed, and it so often manifests physically. And I've seen it manifest in some interesting symptoms. A lot of times grief will manifest in the lungs, but I've seen it manifest in issues like people's eyelashes falling out. I mean, just what seems no apparent reason, but those types of emotions and those types of issues will come out whether you let them or not. They will find another way out, you know. I think it's in our own best interest not just to eat right and exercise, and people tend to forget of taking care of themselves on those other levels, like emotionally and spiritually and mentally and such forth. I think it's so crucial that we remember that self-care is a holistic thing.
Certainly. I mean, let's see. I've got a couple clients that have been coming to me for, you know, 2 or 3 years. And I have one specific client that says that he'll keep coming to me as long as I do this. You know, and I'm very grateful for that. And I'm, you know, it's very satisfying to hear somebody say that about the service that I provide. You know, it's really neat. I mean, as far as other things people have experienced, there's been instant pain relief. You know, people will come in with some discomfort, some serious discomfort, and by the time they leave, that discomfort is significantly less, if not gone, you know, from the use of the energy work. And sometimes it's just from having a conversation about it.
Yeah, yeah. That's another one instances of the physical manifestation of those emotional issues.
Well, they do say that you are actually meeting on like an astral level before you guys meet in the physical, and in some cases you can exchange energy work before you even step foot in their office, or in the moment that you're introducing yourself or, you know, getting acquainted even.
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
I mean,
very true.
I doubt that my guy would mind me saying this, but he's also attuned to Reiki, two different forms of Reiki, but he comes to me all the time when he has aches and pains. And so he's one of those people that takes energy really, really well. I mean, really well. I didn't even get a chance to really start doing anything in my mind before he said, okay, it feels better, thanks. And I'm thinking,
wow.
Like, I didn't even ground the guy yet, right? Well, I was like, super.
Yeah.
And his mom is the same way. It's really great.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it when you can see when people are so open like that. Can you give me an example maybe of, let's say, a more of a reading situation, something that may have come through that you've seen help people on a different level?
You know, a lot of times in my sessions, I like to use Abraham Hicks' Ask and It Is Given deck. And it seems like, you know, most of the time what will happen is people will be talking to me and I'll just be shuffling cards. And they'll just be talking and I'll just be shuffling. And then sooner or later, a card will kind of present itself to me. And then I take that out. And no kidding, it's either something we just talked about or it was something we've been talking about, or it might even be the same card that keeps coming up for them over and over again. It's really interesting because we'll both kind of chuckle about it. It seems like one of my gifts is actually drawing perfect cards.
Wonderful.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they don't touch the cards. They don't necessarily put their energy on it, but I wouldn't be surprised if because I'm an empath, I'm already connected into them before they ever get here, and I'm just drawing cards that are, you know, connecting in with their energy.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me because that world of the empath, you are connected to the energy of others and especially that emotional energy. So therefore, yeah, you're definitely already putting their energy into the cards when you're shuffling them. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, I did have a client who had terminal cancer, and I helped him three times a week until he passed. And one of the things he said to me shortly before he left was, I really look forward to coming to these sessions because I feel so great afterwards. And, you know, he goes, I'll go home and I'll sleep for a couple hours, but then I'll get up and I'll feel really great for like 3 hours. He goes, and I just really look forward to coming here because I'm pretty sure that towards the end, he wasn't eating a lot, he wasn't drinking a lot, he was in a lot of, you know, discomfort, that, you know, he really looked forward to coming to the sessions because it just really made a difference for him. But the thing that was really great about that was he and I were pretty connected because I saw him for 3 months straight, like 2 or 3 times a week. And I also saw his sister and mother. And it never failed. Shortly after he passed, I'd be getting ready for a session with his mother or his sister, and he'd come talk to me when he was in the bathroom. And he would tell me to tell his mom and his sister that he loved them.
Wow, what a connection. Yeah, you guys definitely had a wonderful connection, and I'm sure that being able to pass those messages along to his mother and his sister has helped them through their process of grief. Because it is so comforting. When someone has transitioned, I find that one of the things we really miss is that reassurance. I'm here with you. I'm okay. And it's harder for a lot of people, of course, to get that once the physical embodiment of that person is no longer on this plane of existence.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell me a little bit more, before we go to it, we do have a few callers that we're going to be talking to here in a little bit, but tell me a little bit more about some of the other modalities, for example, the color therapy and the tuning forks.
Well, going back to kind of a whole body approach or a well-rounded approach, you know, some people, they would resonate with energy work. You know, most people, if you ask them what it is, they have no idea. You know, but if you ask people if they like music, most people are going to say absolutely. So the reason I chose tuning forks was because it's sound therapy. You know, I think people that might shy away from things like energy work or card reading might find some peace in tuning forks. And so that's really the reason I did tuning forks is because I want to have a well-rounded approach, and I want people to feel like they can come for something specific and it doesn't have to be like the whole shebang all up front, you know, until they kind of get comfortable and they kind of, I don't know, grow into their spirituality and their comfort level.
Yes.
I mean,
so,
tuning forks.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, tuning forks are considered a sound. Go ahead.
we're kind of talking over each other. Sorry about that. Just going to ask you if you could kind of give us a little bit of an example of how the tuning fork therapy works. which I think you were getting ready to do.
Yes. Well, they consider tuning forks are considered a sound bath for the aura. So when you use a tuning fork, what it does is it penetrates the energy field of your body very, very deeply, and it can actually go, you know, very deep into the body. And, you know, I'm not sure that energy work does the exact same thing. I don't know that it goes as deep or on a deep level like that. I can't swear that it doesn't, but that's just what I learned when I was in my class. But it works for all kinds of things. If you think about it, we all vibrate at a frequency, and if everything is energy, whether that's color, sound, light therapy, you know, if you match the frequency of the whatever is ailing you, you know, with the sound and essentially shatter that, you know, frequency, then healing can occur.
Yes. Yes. And I'm a huge proponent of sound therapy. I haven't worked with tuning forks before, but for example, there's a technique called, and I facilitate a lot of drum set girls, but there's a technique called drum massage. That's also a very interesting form of sound therapy, where the person stands and others drum within the aura around them. And I have seen the most amazing things happen and the most amazing energy blockages that are removed just with the use of sound. And like you said, it does make a lot of sense. We all vibrate at certain frequencies. Different diseases vibrate at certain frequencies. And when you shatter that frequency and help the body return to its natural frequency and state, oh, it's
right.
An amazing healing experience. Amazing.
That sounds like it would be amazing. Very, very grounding. Very shamanistic feel to it.
Yeah, very, very much so. Very much so. So share with me just a little bit, if you would, please, about how I know that this was your first big fair at PRS. So share with me a little bit about that experience as a first-time reader. It's been a long time for me, so I don't remember very much, but... How was that for you?
You know, I was really nervous. I've done smaller fairs, and I do readings frequently in my sessions with clients, but, you know, that's a very large-scale operation there. And I will say that Roberta was just beautiful. She was just beautiful. She answered all my questions. She was polite. She was nice. She was attentive. She was quick to respond. I mean, the whole process was really great. I got sat kind of in the back area, outside of the normal reader section, and I actually was really looking forward to that, because as a fairly sensitive person and a person who tends to feel stuff long before a person gets in my energy field, it was really nice to kind of be back in the back there. And of course, they sat me next to you, a very seasoned PRS reader, and I got an opportunity to kind of see how you did things and kind of. It was really nice. You know, I brought my guy as my assistant this year, because they said that sometimes you need assistance for that thing. And I'm very clear that had he not been there, I wouldn't have had the amount of traffic that I did, because he was there just being so great with people and handing out, you know, business cards and flyers and just kind of answering questions for people. It was really beautiful. I will say this. I started out with a deck of cards that I always use in my home sessions, and I had to change to a completely different deck of cards on Saturday, because the energy of the fair is so totally different and unique than the energy of my home space. And that was really interesting. It was just really interesting. As soon as I changed those cards, boy, the whole thing just opened up.
Wow, I've had
really
to do that before.
It was a really neat experience. I'm really looking forward to next year's already.
We're looking forward to having you back. I really, and I hope we get to sit next to each other again, because that was so much fun. And I love it back there in that area too, because it's a little bit more mellow in its energy. It's not quite so overwhelming. I think it makes it easier to focus. It may not be that way for all readers, but I know for me, it's definitely easier. Definitely easier.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to go ahead and start taking some calls right now. First of all, we have, and this is going to be, if I can get it to click here, Mike, I might need your assistance. We have a caller from New Jersey named Rose, and Rose actually called about 15, 20 minutes before we went on the air. So she's been waiting for quite a while. Hi, Rose. We're glad to have you.
Thank you so much. My question pertains to my love life. I want to know if there's someone from my past who's trying to contact me, and also if you see someone new coming.
Okay, I think we can look into that. I'm going to let you lead on this, Christy, and I will jump in when I see something. I'll probably draw a card or two and jump in a little bit later, but I will let you lead on this.
Well, first of all, Rose, thank you very much for calling in, and it sounds like you may have held on the phone for a little while, so thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. As far as somebody from your past, are you wanting somebody from your past to come in?
No, but I think that someone I haven't spoken to in years, and I find it strange because his Facebook page indicates something that had to do with us, and I said, I don't know if he's trying to send me a message. Or I just happened to go there. I'm not friends with him on Facebook, or I'm not in contact at all. So
gotcha.
Let me ask. He's trying to send me messages.
Well, the first thing that kind of comes to me is I feel like you're probably clearing some old energy around that relationship. You know, and that might be why that's coming up. I mean, this year of 2015 is like a massive clear-out year for everything on the planet, like not just humans, but animals and plants alike. And so I just kind of get the impression that that's coming up because there may be something for you to rectify, like internally or let go of, or just something for you to clear. Because I really don't get the impression that anything's going to come of that, whether he tries to contact you or not.
Okay.
I kind of feel like something might be coming for you mid-year next year. Does that make sense?
Next year, a new relationship?
Yeah, like something around mid-year, like June or July is kind of what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Are you wanting something right now?
Oh, yeah. I've been going out to singles dances, actually, and been meeting people, but... You know, it's not everybody you have a connection with. That's
absolutely. Absolutely. I kind of feel like there's just some stuff for you to work through and maybe just to get back out there like you're doing now and kind of enjoy yourself and just kind of, I don't know, learn who you are in the new energies right now and that, you know, somebody that it will compliment you will be coming later in the year of next year.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have got for you, I've drawn the Queen of Water, which in most tarot decks is the Queen of Cups or the Queen of Cauldrons. And on here it says tender-hearted, empathetic, patient, and loving, which is you. Own it. It's a good thing. It says relationships develop to a new level. Trust your intuition and care for yourself and others. I'm seeing that what you're doing and getting yourself out there to singles dances and those kinds of things, that's going to work out for you, but you're just going to have to be patient with the process. It's kind of like the process of dating. When we get ourselves and throw ourselves into the dating pool, we have to wade through all the blah to get to that right person. And it's just kind of part of the process. In the meantime, let yourself have fun. Let yourself enjoy the process. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn a lot of new things about yourself, a lot of new things about other people. And not only will you eventually, and I think Christy's right on about summertime, but not only will you find that other person that's right for you, you're going to make a lot of cool friends, a lot of really wonderful people that you connect with on more of an intellectual level. And you have a lot of shared interests with. So that's going to be very rewarding for you as well. You have a lot of new relationship development in many different areas, whether it be friendship or eventually that love relationship, that long-term relationship. So you've got a lot of new people coming into your life, and not everybody's going to stay in your life, but enjoy that. Because I'm one of these people who really believes that there's something that kind of leads people into our lives, and I think that nobody's there by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's there by accident. And I don't think you're going to have to worry about making a connection with this relationship from your past. again, trust your intuition, and your intuition, I think, is telling you to kind of just push that away. Go ahead, push it away. It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got definitely this whole year has been a lot about releasing and letting go and about closure on so many levels for so many people and the entire planet, just like Christy said. So this is part of your release, part of your letting go. It's kind of your last little bit there of closure. So let that happen, that closure, and go forward. Just keep moving forward because you're definitely going to find that person that you're looking for. That's going to happen for you. And really, in all honesty, summertime, not that far away.
That's true. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Rose. You have a wonderful night.
And the same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
We are going to go to our next caller here who is, get that click up, from area code 631. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my phone call. My name is.
Oh, no problem. Who am I talking with this evening?
Hi, this is Suzanne. I had the same exact question.
Everybody has the same question. This, like, literally the whole thing? Wow. Awesome. So we're looking at relationships for you, somebody potentially from your past or somebody new.
Yes.
Okay. Take it away, Christy.
I don't see anybody from your past. And honestly, typically the past is like done and gone. And since we're all changing and growing and, you know, and integrating all these new energies, it wouldn't seem like you'd have much interest with anybody from the past. Not that you don't have, you know, feelings about people in the past and loving thoughts about past relationships, just that it's really time to move on. And so, I don't know, I'm feeling something around December, but it doesn't feel like it's a long-term type of thing, like it's a short, fun, getting-to-know-you kind of thing. I don't know, somewhere around the middle of December is what I'm getting. Looks like a tall, slender guy with dark hair. Is that a body type or style that you like?
This is nice.
Are you there?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see. What are you getting, Nikki?
What I'm seeing here right now is I've actually got a lot of cards in the element of Earth. And Earth is kind of what it's saying to me is that you have a need for stability. You have a need for security and to be grounded before you can move into a new relationship. But what's interesting is I have the Two of Earth, and it tells me that you also need to take a more playful approach to finding this new person and that you're going to be looking for. And yeah, I do think you've got a bit of a short-term relationship close on the horizon, and anything long-term comes after that. But what I'm seeing is here is you need to go have some fun. you need to find the fun. But at the same time, that's also going to bring you some grounding energy. If you can do that and find the more playful approach to relationships, eventually it's going to bring you to a place where you're ready for that the person that you want to settle down with more to come into your life.
Okay.
When is your birthday, by chance?
October 5th.
October, which day?
5th.
5th? Okay. Yeah, Libra. Well, it is, a lot of it is about balance. It really is. You're not very balanced right now. So, and I think that's why it's bringing up the, you need to find the fun. You need to play some more. Maybe not worry so much about it and take it so seriously. Let go of the idea of the past because it's done. It's done. So find the fun and let yourself play. Let yourself be carefree about all of this for a while, just for a little while. And that new relationship that comes into your life that's more of a short-term relationship, let it be a fun relationship. Don't worry about the fact that it's not the one. You know, I'm putting that in quotation marks with little bunny rabbit ears with my fingers. Don't worry about that because that's not what's important. What's important is that you're finding a way to know that you can enjoy another person and enjoy a any type of relationship, but still be whole and complete in yourself.
Okay. Can I ask another really quick question? You're talking about stability. I don't like really what I'm working with. I don't think it's a fit. Not that I hate, but I applied for like a teacher agent with 4 schools. Do you see any of them coming up soon?
You know, that's interesting that you say that too. It's you've got the 3 of Earth, also the power of creativity, recognition from very high quality work, being a team player. I do see in the near future you've got a significant life event, definitely a big change in the financial aspect of your life and in the career and where you're at. So that is coming for you soon. Keep an eye on those job applications and put a couple more out too. I think there's a couple more places that are looking and that are hiring that might even be better than the ones you've already applied for. So
I'm going
you're going to have a choice.
Yeah, Friday I think I'm going to for one, just to put in there they're hiring.
Good, good. Yeah, well, you're going to have a choice between at least 2 or 3 of those places. All righty?
Oh, wow. Okay.
There you have it, my dear.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling this evening. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
All right, we have one more caller here. Let's see, go to our 816 caller right here in the Kansas City area. Hi, who am I talking with tonight?
Hello?
816. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, you.
It's Karen.
Oh, hi. How
hi, Karen.
Are you, sweetie?
I'm okay.
Wonderful.
So,
how can we help you this evening?
Okay, I was calling in to see if my financial situation will get better anytime soon.
Okay. All right.
Are you taking any action towards that? Are you doing anything about, you know, improving your finances?
I'm limited in the way that I can do that. There's no real way for me to increase my income.
Well, when you first asked the question, my first response in my mind was yes. I heard yes, it's going to improve. But the thing that I really feel very strongly about is that there is some actions that you're going to have to take. And even if you're not sure what they are right now, they'll be revealed to you, because there's just you're just going to have to put some energy into whatever it is that I keep hearing brings you joy. That's going to bring money to you. You know, I went to Chowning one time, and the spirit said, do what you love, and the money will come. And that's just what I'm reminded of in this moment.
Okay.
But, I mean,
yeah,
I feel like
we talked about that earlier in the show, too, about that prosperity consciousness, that abundance consciousness. It's extremely important.
Yeah, it's definitely about taking an action towards your dreams. I mean, any action towards your dream is going to, you know, take you down the path. Because, you know, you can ask your guides and, you know, source to assist you, but you have to take some kind of action. Like, you have to have some kind of responsibility in the creation of that. So I just hear very strongly that there's some actions for you to take around that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you there. I'm seeing pretty much the same thing I'm sure you're familiar with like the law of attraction, which is essentially, to boil it down to a more simple form, it's basically what you put out into the universe is what you're going to attract. But it's more than a mental thing. It's more than a spiritual thing. That's the beginning of it. The affirmations, for example, of, you know, I am prosperous and my finances are increasing. That's a great starting point, but you have to find a way to follow through, whether it be with your creativity, or there's got to be some kind of action with the intention. The intention should inspire whatever the action is. You have the 9 of fire, which says, do not give up. Protect that which you've created. Have courage and believe in yourself. And that's really important for you right now. That message
is
present.
I have a little issue with that.
I can see that. I can feel it. Don't give up on yourself and don't give up on your ideas and your dreams and your goals, but do what you can and what is in your power to do towards achieving that success.
Yeah, you're going to have to stretch your comfort zone.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's as scary as it is, and as, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that comes up for us, and we get kind of confronted about that stuff, but you're going to have to, like, get outside of your comfort zone, and that's what I mean. There's, like, this big action you're going to have to take, and it don't let that sound, like, ominous, because it's not. It's just some kind of big action. It's going to be big for you. It might not be big for everybody else who did that, but it's something big for you, something for you to overcome or to transform in your life so you can move forward. So there's just something large you're going to have to do for yourself, you know, on an inner level to get you, you know, from point A to point B. That's what I see.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I'm seeing that I keep being reminded of the old cliche, God helps those who help themselves. And
yes,
that cliche sounds more negative than it is. It can actually be a very positive thing. And what it basically means is the universe can only work with what you give it and what you're putting into it. And that means actions as well as words and as well as thoughts. What you're putting into it has to, that's the food that eventually comes back full circle.
Well, and I've been trying to use more positive thoughts and be more exact about what it is I want.
Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Christy. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing about wanting. You can want something and then get it, and once you get it, you want something else. So that's important to realize, because you're always going to want something, and once you achieve it, there's going to be a new wanting. You know, so you could just give yourself a break. You know, you're doing great. Even if it sometimes doesn't seem that way, you're doing really great. I think you've actually come a really long way, and I think you're on the verge of whatever action it is you need to take that's going to catapult your life forward. So just give yourself a break and relax and understand that it's all in perfect timing and order. It really all is. Just remember that when you want to get on your own case about it, or be overly critical about yourself, because you really are on track.
Oh, good. That makes me feel better.
And I have the hermit for you. The hermit says, spend time in quiet meditation, spiritual teaching, and self-discovery. This is a journey for you, and it's not even close to over yet. And, well, it never will be. It's a journey. It's always a journey.
Mm-hmm.
But along with what Christy said about want, never put into the universe that you want. Don't say, I want this. I want all you create is more want. You don't actually
mm-hmm.
manifest what it is that way. One of the keys to helping manifest is to affirm in gratitude, as in, this is there and it's mine right now. And I'm grateful for it now. As opposed to, I'm grateful for what's going to happen. No, I'm grateful for what is happening now. So affirm it like it already is. That really does make a big difference. Because, when you think about the nature of the universe is not that. It's just like you said, you got to be more specific. It's not It's not that discerning. It just goes, oh, you're giving me this kind of energy, so I'll give you more. So if you give the energy of want, the energy of want is actually the energy of lack. What you're doing by wanting is affirming that you don't have it.
Ah.
See what I'm saying? Uh-huh.
Yes.
And so the universe goes, oh, look at all this want. Well, here's some more of it. Because it doesn't have a executive reasoning skills.
Right.
It doesn't have a big old, giant frontal lobe of its brain that goes, well, this is what it means, you know. Well, God bless them, I love men, but it's kind of like talking to a lot of men. They like straightforward communication. They like for you to say what you mean and mean what you say. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And the universe is kind of like that. It doesn't read between the lines. It really doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
So, lots of different keys there. And lots of advice there.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in this evening. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Okay, thank you, and thank you, Christy.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night. Oh, wow, that was wonderful. I have three wonderful callers this evening. Thank you all for calling in. So, Christy, Let's talk a little bit more, if you would, about the business itself. Tell me a little bit how, tell me how people could get a hold of you if they're looking for your services, because I know a lot of people are.
Oh, well, they can certainly call me at 913-575-0952. They could email at Coach Christy Stuckey, which is CHRISTYSTUCKEY at gmail.com. I do have a Facebook page under my name, Christy Stuckey. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter. I have a Thumbtack account. There's multiple ways to get a hold of me.
Cool, lots of ways to find you.
Yeah, so you can call or text or just friend me on Facebook and email me that way.
Wonderful. Well, let me ask you, is there anything that you would like to talk about that we haven't covered yet?
You know,
big question.
I offer right. I offer all of my sessions individually. So you can just get a tuning fork session, or you could just get energy work, or you could just get a card reading. But where I think most people would really benefit from like an overall whole body healing surface would be my hour-long session, because there's enough time to do coaching there. There's enough time to discover what's going on in your life and what would you like some assistance with. There's enough time to do energy work, to pull a couple cards, to use a tuning fork. I mean, I just for my birthday requested a quartz crystal pyramid, so I'm starting to use that on all my clients in sessions. So, I mean, if I have the tool, it's at your disposal. And the hour-long sessions definitely provide a more comprehensive range of services and, healing opportunities.
Is there something that you yourself, not necessarily with your clients, but that you yourself prefer that you find works best for you?
In my business?
No, just in your life, just in general. What helps you the most?
Probably my positive attitude.
Yes,
you
know, that is true. You have a wonderfully positive attitude.
Thank you. I can honestly say that I can attribute that to all the spiritual growth I've done in the last 9 years or so, specifically in the last 5, because I really believe that having gotten or received as many Reiki attunements as I have has really, made a huge difference in my life. And it's just really put me at a different level. You know, it's really kind of helped me just put a bunch of junk behind me, clear a bunch of stuff out of my space so that I can be kind of a wide open, peaceful vessel for other people's growth and assistance for that.
That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
That's really, I think that it's inspiring not just to see how far or how much you can help others, but how far you've come yourself in your own life and how you feel that you've grown. And I think that's inspiring
mm-hmm.
to other people that they can achieve similar goals.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to go to Mike real quick. So he can tell us what's coming up in PRS over the next few months. We'll be back with you in just a second. Go ahead and take it away, Mikey.
All right. Coming up on November 14th, we have a program on Feng Shui. That's at the Westwood, Kansas Community Center, and we start at 7 p.m. December 5th is our annual holiday dinner and awards ceremony, and that starts at 5 p.m. In January, we have our predictions panel on the 16th. February 20th, we have a program on essential oils. March 19th, we have Dear Heart Energy with their Macau Usui Reiki Crystal Awakening. And then April 16th, we have a program on past life regression. All of these are now listed on our website at prskc.org, and you can find out more information there.
And for the public, the general public, there's a small fee for attending those meetings. It's $5, but if you are a PRS member, you get in for free, which is one of the really great benefits. And you can find out more information on becoming a member of PRS at that website, prskc.org. Let me tell you guys what's coming up over the next several weeks here on Radio PRS. Next week we have Maya Zahira. Maya is, she's an energy worker, and she's also been teaching belly dance for a long time. But pretty soon, you're not going to be able to take a group belly dance lessons from her anymore, so you might want to get in on that deal pretty soon, but she's going to be with us next week. Then the following week, on November the 18th, we have Sylvia Velatin and Gigi Woodman of KC Metaphysical. The KC Metaphysical Fair is coming up November 20th through the 22nd. I'm going to be there. This is my first KC Metaphysical Fair. It looks right now as if we will be off. Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. It looks like right now we're going to be off for the Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. A lot of people are going to be with family. I hope that you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your loved ones as well. And then we have something very, very special, something very new on December the 2nd. We have a special 2-hour episode, and we are what we're doing here is we're going to be doing a spiritual and metaphysical poetry reading and discussion with the poets Paul Goldman, Vic Kentosky, and William C. Simo. And they are all published authors who are very, very much, their approach to their poetry is very spiritual and very divine and meditative. I know that Paul calls himself the ecstatic poet, and channels his poetry directly from spirit. Vic has dream-inspired poetry. He's a specialist in dream interpretation. And William Simo, they call him the Laurel Highlands poet. He's from Western Pennsylvania, and he's a shaman. He's also the founder of the Wolfpack Conservation Society, and he's recently published 2 books of spiritually inspired poetry in honor of his father who passed a few years ago, and one in honor of a very, very dear friend who passed suddenly last year, and they are phenomenal. So we're going to get to hear some of that poetry. We're going to discuss it. I might even throw in a couple of poems of my own. They won't be nearly as good, but they'll be fun. So that's what's coming up over the next about a month in Radio PRS. Christy, I want to thank you for being with us this evening. I've really enjoyed having you. Is there anything that you would like to add right here at the end of the program?
Just thank you for having me. I really enjoyed being on the show. You make it easy and effortless, and you really are a wonderful radio host.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you're a wonderful radio guest, and I absolutely love having you, and I hope to have you again sometime. So
great. I look forward to it.
Wonderful. You have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much. Thank you to Mike for being my wonderful co-host, as always. Thank you to PRS for bringing us this show every week. I greatly appreciate all of you, and I have enjoyed being a part of this organization since 2001. And so I do encourage everybody out there to go and check it out on prskc.org, because I think that you'll all enjoy it as well. Everyone have a beautiful and wonderful evening, and I hope you join us right here next week, same time. Cue that music, Mike.